Welcome, folks. I'm calling this meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board for December 13th, 2017 to order. The first item on the agenda is staff recognition, but I would like to let you all know what you probably already know, and that is that one of our former members, Joseph K., passed away on December the 2nd. He is someone who always wanted this body to behave in a civil way, and that is a note that I would like to share with you. And can we just take a few seconds for some reflection on that man and what he contributed? We will now move to roll call. I noted here something that I slipped up on. I do have a roster with most of your contact information, but not everyone. I will make sure that I bring that to our next meeting. But taking roll, if you are here, please say so. Adriana Castaneda.
Present.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Elaine Duncan. I received a notification from her that she was not going to be present tonight, that this was her first absence of the year, but she did not say the magical words, "I am requesting an excused absence." Wait a second. I just called this meeting to order, and I'm getting from Wally James and from Benicia and from Adriana. Raise your hand, and I will recognize you. Wally.
The reason she contacted you was to let you know she wanted to excuse the absence, and you know it. Why else would you contact her?
Is there anyone who objects giving Elaine Duncan an excused absence?
May you say something, sir?
No, do you object to giving her an excused absence?
She complied.
We can settle this right now and move on.
May I, sir? She complied with the request in our standing rules. She sent an email to the whole LSB. I think that there's not any reason for us to deny her.
Does anybody object to giving Elaine Duncan an excused absence?
No.
We will give her an excused absence. Joseph Davis.
Present.
In the November 8th minutes that I'm using for this roll call, I have Elaine Duncan twice, so that's an error. Nikki Konomidis.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Alexandra Hunter.
Here.
Jim Krafka.
Present.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
PK McCary.
Present.
Susie Moreno.
Present.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Rita Washington.
Here.
Benicia Williams.
Here.
Ted Weisdahl. Here. Rhonda Garner. Bob Gartner.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Present.
Cliff Smith.
Here.
Wally James.
Here.
Okay. I do not... has been suspended pending... actions that have to occur. I do not know what the rule of thumb is tonight regarding Robert Mark and his absence. How do we address does anybody have any input on how we address that in terms of attendance?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Joseph.
Given that Member Mark is under suspension, I do not believe any absence should be counted against him in any way for purposes of attendance.
Does anybody object to giving noting it as suspended. Seeing none, that is what we will do.
Mr. Chair. He's not suspended. The Pacifica National Board passed a motion last week to clarify that the board does not have the right to do that. But I would like to move that he be excused after the excuse.
Why not?
He's
sick, right?
Yes.
Do we finish staff recognition? Just Joseph said?
I'm sorry. Let me finish the roll and then we'll do this. You wish to make a motion to excuse Robert Mark's
absence? Yes.
It has been moved and seconded. I'm going to have discussion on this motion.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. We don't have
quorum. State your point. State your point.
Till we finish this roll call, how can we entertain anything and vote if we don't make a roll call and establish quorum,
okay.
Sir?
Thank you. Your point is well taken. Let's see. I see in the minutes that I'm using for the November 8th meeting, Jerry Lynch was not listed in the roster, and I see that he has arrived. Okay. We have
a
who did I miss? I'm sorry, thank you very much. Adrienne Violette. She is not in these minutes either.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we have achieved quorum, and I'm going to go back to the item of staff recognition. Do you have someone you would like to...
minutes were approved?
No. No, I was just using them for purposes of taking roll. Okay, so, do you have a staff recognition?
Yes.
Okay.
I would recognize the members of LSB. I'll just recognize the staff members of LSB that participated and felt the need that we had to have a police officer at a Pacifica meeting. I want to thank y'all for doing a great job. Thank you.
Are there any other staff recognition?
I just want to ask something. Did I hear you calling Cliff?
Yes, I did. Okay.
I remember I had a motion to speak to Bob Clark.
Okay, there is a... Would you like to speak to your motion?
I move to excuse Bob Mark. He asked for excuse after he said he was sick, but he mailed it to the board today.
It had already been moved and seconded. Is there someone who wishes to speak against the motion to excuse the absence of Bob Mark? Adrian.
Casey,
would you please stand so everyone can see you?
So we had a trial for Bob Mark, and he was found guilty, and the penalty was that he is not allowed to come to LSB meetings until he goes to a sensitivity training. And so the idea of excusing him doesn't make any sense because he shouldn't be here, so suspended is a better term to use.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of the motion to excuse the absence of Bob Mark? Nick?
I would suggest that we mark it as an excused absence, not to be contrary to anything that was said, but only because I don't think the absence should be held against him in the future, and I don't know any other way for it to be properly documented in the minutes other than to call it an excused absence.
Adriana.
I think that point that Nick just made doesn't make any sense because this LSB cannot hold somebody accountable for not being here when we are saying that he's not allowed to be here.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. It's, now we know that obviously we cannot hold this against him.
It makes sense.
That's all right.
Friendly, should make a friendly amendment. Why don't we say...
excused or suspended?
Suspended.
He suspended. He suspended. What's the difference?
Jim?
I call the question because it comes down to the vote. Let's just get it over with.
Is there any objection to going to a vote? Seeing none, we will go to a vote.
What is the vote?
What are we voting on?
Wait, there's been a motion. Is there a second to the motion to call the question?
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to call the question. All those in favor of calling the question, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 3. The motion passes. Okay, my understanding of what we are voting on is to indicate that Robert Mark's absence tonight is not an absence in the sense of moving towards his removal. It is that he will be given a special notation that is suspended, and so that is what we are voting on.
That's not my motion.
Okay, your motion is to give him an excused absence.
Yes.
Okay, then that is the motion. We will vote on whether or not we are giving Robert Mark an excused absence. This takes a majority vote. All those in favor of giving Robert Mark an excused absence, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those opposed? Let me see. Let me count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and I support the motion. The objection. We will not give him an excused absence. 8-7.
Wait a minute. Did you point at me when you said 7?
No.
No.
Joseph Davis. So he will, instead it will be noted as suspended. Okay, agenda.
Point of information, point of order, whatever you want to call it. Nobody discussed calling it suspended. When you called the roll, he was asked.
Point of order? We've already discussed this topic. This is dilatory.
No, it is not. Ted, you cannot define it as suspended. He's absent, unexcused, if that's the case. Is there a motion to make it suspended?
Is there any other? Is there? Yes, Adrian.
That's a personal privilege. Can we ask the member to not finish the people?
Who?
Like the secretary.
Can we ask people not to talk out of turn?
Can we, sir, ask to be civilized?
Yeah, like
everybody asked for the floor.
That's why the police.
We got the police there. Come on.
All right. Does someone wish to make a motion that the absence of Robert Mark be denoted as suspended?
It has been moved.
Is there a second? It has been seconded. Would you like to speak to your motion?
Clearly, we've done this before in the case of Hank Lamb. Whenever it is noted in the record that a member's presence is suspended, it is not counted for purposes of absence or removal from the board. It simply indicates the current status of the member. There's no problems with this. It's not going to affect his membership in any way.
Is there someone who wishes to speak against the motion? Jim?
Let's approve the minutes, then, from the special meeting so we can do that.
Okay.
That's Robert's Rules of Order, right there.
You're now speaking a second time,
yes,
and you have not been recognized, and I'm going to note that you're out of order. If you can persist.
I don't have any peace on me.
You've now been notified that you have spoken twice out of order. If you spoke a third time, that was the third time, and if you do it one more time, that's the fourth time. If you do it one more time, I'm going to put this motion, a motion before the body to remove you.
You're hanging him on.
Well, there's a cop in here that puts us all in danger.
Okay.
You shouldn't egg people on whenever they're police in the building, right? Because we know that we can't be trusted.
Yeah,
we
are safe. I just want to let y'all know I have any keys on me. This is not a clip. This is a battery. Okay? Anybody? Anybody else?
Who's egging who's on? Who's egging who's on?
I'm clean.
Who's
egging
who on?
Ted and
Jim,
they're a little fighting with
us.
Order, because
Ted,
please,
so
owners of the day.
Okay, we have it's a motion. We have a motion on the floor to...
It's out of order.
No. We have a motion on the floor to indicate that Robert Mark's absence will be noted in the minutes as suspended. Is there any further debate on this motion? Deb?
Bill had his hand up first.
Deb?
So this isn't a Robert's order. We don't call on people in the order that raised their hands.
Some people have spoken already. Robert
all right,
says
I'll read
that
it.
Someone has
I'll
not
read
spoken.
It. I'll read it. As a Pacific National
Wait,
Board...
Wait, you are not authorized unless you want to receive permission of the body to read papers. You can summarize it, but you cannot...
The Pacific Board rules. Says this whole procedure is out of order and is null and void.
Thank you. Is there anyone else
you
who
think
would
they
like...
don't have the power?
Does anyone else wish to speak in favor of this motion?
You're a subcommittee. You don't get to decide.
Okay, is there, is there anyone else who would like to speak against the motion of giving him a suspension and it being noted in the minutes as such? Bill.
Thank you. Well, as Deb said, the national board did clarify that this local board does not have the right under the bylaws to suspend a member. And for those of you wondering, it's the reason is because suspending somebody's voting rights or suspending them is tantamount to removal. And the National Board recognized that this was essentially a maneuver to get around the bylaws provisions, which requires a two-thirds vote to remove people. And if you remove their voting rights, they're essentially removing them. They don't have any rights to vote. And that's why they ruled that this action was improper and contrary to the bylaws and null and void. So there's no reason, it's not proper for us to
Mr. Chair.
Recognize that he is suspended because he is not suspended.
Adrian.
Recognize the authority of the National Board.
Well, that information is just blatantly false. A trial occurred. We followed every single bylaw, standing rule, and Robert's rules of order in order to do it. The body voted. It passed by a clear majority. Robert Mark does have a suspension. The end.
For past the minute.
Mr. Chair.
Can I ask?
Wait,
I have it with this
wait.
Point of information. Yeah.
There's a motion. What is your request for information?
Okay. Isn't it the only thing that he has to do is take a sensitivity training?
Yes.
And then he's unsuspended?
Yes.
Adrian?
Come on, dude. It's
no.
A meeting. Pick something.
Okay. That was a request for information.
I was asking.
Your answer is yes. That is what he has to do. Okay.
I was asking people that know.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
I know, and I'm the chair.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, that's not correct.
Mr. Chair.
Request for
Mr.
Information.
Chair.
Dwayne, would you like to speak in favor of the motion?
No, Mr. Chair.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of the motion that this matter be noted as a suspension? Okay. What?
Request for information.
Mr. Chair.
Didn't the LSB also vote to suspend his voting rights?
Yes.
Oh, you're saying that they didn't?
No one said that.
The question you're raising is not relevant to the matter at hand. PK.
One of the things that I think is most important, especially since we do have the community here, is to be honest. And we get blamed as an LSB who is finally trying to work together to...
We can't hear you.
Okay. What I wanted to say is that we have the community here. And one of the things is that this LSB is always being accused of being dysfunctional. But the dysfunction seems to rest in the hands of the few who accuse us of being dysfunctional. We had a trial. we had a trial based on an agreement based on a majority of the people here. That was the time to do that. The board, the PMB has asked no one on this board to answer any questions against what is being said by one or two or three people. And so that is up for, you know, debate at some point. But we have done our job, and he is suspended. And it doesn't matter about the PMB when they're wrong.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on this matter.
Ted.
All of those
Ted.
In...
Ted.
Is there a...
Ted.
Point of order. Mr. Kraft is interrupting the floor.
I'm going to entertain a motion to close debate on this. Move the previous questions been moved and seconded.
I would like to make a motion. The proper motion is to approve the minutes of the Robert Mark trial.
Order, Mr. Chair. Point of order. We are currently processing a motion. Mr. Kraft is trying to interject new business on the floor. It's completely inappropriate.
Why should I get you
staring me?
You can support this.
Go sit over there. Mr. Kraft's behavior is interrupting, making it unable for this board to function.
Why can't we approve the minutes and say that Robert Mark is suspended? Adrian, you see that? Do you see that? Do we need to approve
Mr.
the
Chair,
minutes
he is out of order.
How do we know?
Do you wish to make a motion that he be removed from this body?
Yeah, I move that he be removed.
Second.
Oh, yes.
It has been moved and seconded that Jim Kraft could be removed. I have warned him three times that he has been speaking when not being recognized. It is up to the will of the body as to who will be a part of this meeting. And this, obviously, you've witnessed what has transpired. So, by a majority vote, he will be removed. We're going to take a vote. Okay?
Are you taking speakers for the issue?
This is not a debatable motion.
That's all
we are, according to Robert's Rules, Chapter 20.
And remember that. It's going to be out of order. This whole thing's going to be.
Is that true? You can take somebody off the
course. Of course, I'll leave.
Then Jericho will vote.
No. Is somebody going to let the bar?
No. That's
no point of order.
I'm trying to help Ted, but he won't.
Point of order.
The chair,
I don't think it's legal to remove somebody from the board without a vote.
We're going to have a vote right now.
We have a
okay, I would like to see a show
and
of hands.
Point of order, I do think we have to debate it.
Yes, we do.
Would you please?
Point of order, you did not. It's up to the chair to decide whether a debate is appropriate. Is in Proverbs chapter 20 of Robert's Rules.
Exactly. As right hand man, fellow member.
This chapter was also defined the section where it says it's required.
You got
it? Ted, listen to your right hand man. Come on. You should have brought the parliamentarian.
You're still out of control.
You don't got a lot.
If y'all would just approve the minutes, I would vote for it.
You don't control anything, Jim.
Of course
not. You're
not
running the meeting.
This has been going on for years.
Oh, yeah.
And yet they want to blame other people.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fifth grade.
Who's talking?
Third grade.
All persons present at a meeting have an obligation to obey the legitimate orders of the presiding officers. Members, however, can appeal from the decision of the chair, move to suspend the rules, or move reconsideration depending upon the circumstances of the chair's ruling. A member can make such an appeal or motion whether the order involved applies to him or not. This is dealing with offenses in a meeting, pages 644. So, I am ruling that any debate over this matter when we are all witnesses to what has happened would be dilatory, and therefore I am moving to a vote. Now, if you do not vote,
he's failing you.
Why not?
If you do not
vote. It's going out to hundreds of thousands of people on Facebook.
Okay.
Remember that one, Pat?
If you you share it with me, I'll share it on Twitter.
Hundreds of thousands.
Mr. Chair, please.
Point of order.
If you do not vote to remove him, in essence, you are overruling the decision of the chair. There is no need for two votes, so we are proceeding to a vote. We are proceeding to a vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order?
My point of order, Mr. Chair, that you make a decision, right?
He does.
We don't need to vote. If somebody appeals to your decision, obviously we need to vote. You make a decision or not?
My decision is, following Roberts, that the body determines whether or not a member is removed. Therefore, we are going to a vote. I'm going to ask for a hand vote. If you are in favor of the removal of Robert Mark, Jim Krafka.
Don't associate him with me.
If you are in favor of removing Jim Krafka, please raise your hands. Members only voting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, the member who is involved in this does not have a vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are removed.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay, we are now moving. Venicia.
Thank you for acknowledging me. Remember that conversation we had?
I have conversations with everybody on this board.
Everybody. Everybody.
It doesn't matter.
Can I please get
the plastic clips and not the metal?
Everybody. And I'm talking to my fellow board members here. God, nobody else. Can we please just do the business at hand? Can we please? Every meeting we're attacking somebody. You guys, can we please stop? That's all I'm asking. I just want to get through this. I want to do the business of KPFT. That's all I want to do.
We are moving on with the next item on the agenda is agenda approval, and what I have noticed is that we do not have, so I'm going to make it 4A, and that is minutes approval.
Mr. Chair
does not mean anything to me, so I am ignoring Mr. Chair. Have you all reviewed, not only today, but as they were sent out 10 days ago, the agenda of today's meeting? Okay. It appears... Oh. I'm sorry, we do have minutes approval. It's number 5, Roman numeral 5.
Is this the delegates meeting as posted on the calendar, or is this the LSB? I'm not clear.
The local station board agenda is in your hand. That is what we are meeting on. Okay?
Well, the calendar said that's supposed to start at 8, and we're supposed to have a delegates meeting right now if you vote on the files.
Point of order.
That's what I noticed for the meeting.
State your point.
We need to just move on.
Okay. We are now at Casey.
We're on agenda approval, correct?
Right.
I move to remove my motions E, new business E. I have two motions there that I'd like to remove because I don't think they're relevant anymore.
Okay, thank you very much. They will be removed. Okay.
I'd like to move my motion J after agenda approval.
I second.
Okay, it has been moved to move up item J, which is to rescind the LSB's previous action of electing Deb Shafto secretary of the KPFT LSB and to replace her effective immediately, and number two, which would precede number one, to move this item up on the agenda and place it immediately after Roman numeral four, agenda approval. So first, we will vote on moving this item up to immediately after this item right now, agenda approval. We'll deal with this, and if there are any other items that people wish to address in tonight's agenda, we'll address those next. But the motion is to move this item up. Do you wish to speak to your motion, or is it self-evident?
I just want to vote.
Okay. Is there anybody who wishes to speak against moving this item up? Seeing none, we'll proceed to a vote. All those in favor of moving item 13J to make it the item that will be addressed immediately after agenda approval, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed? I'm not going to keep counting when it's obvious. And okay, so that is the item that has been moved up. And are there any other items that people wish to address in terms of tonight's agenda? Thank you, no. Okay, so they see the motion. Would you please restate the motion so everyone's clear?
Yeah, it's on the back page, J1. I move to rescind the LSB's previous action of electing Deb Schachter secretary of the KPFT LSB and to replace her effective immediately, which is for this meeting until the election.
May I let her speak to her motion first?
Okay,
yes,
yeah,
sure. Would you please stand?
I voted for Deb as secretary because she promised she'd put the minutes out in a timely manner so we could approve them so they could be posted and the records put up on KPFTX for the community. That hasn't been happening, and this is a really important meeting, and lots of people aren't here, and so I just want a record and a fast record up for the public and for ourselves to know what happens at this meeting because it's so important, and I'd like to put it in someone's hands who is more reliable.
Is there a speaker against this motion? Bill?
I don't understand the point. We're already electing officers tonight anyway, right? So
right, so it's just...
Why do we need to do this twice?
Is there another speaker in favor of the motion? Joseph.
Just the minutes I was just handed, if you look at the for November 8, 2000, apparently Crozier raises a point of order and asks that Tanisha Washington's motions to be recognized as excusing James Rodriguez. These kind of blatant errors are ridiculous in a set of professional minutes. There is no such person as Tanisha Washington.
Okay, is there another speaker against the motion?
I don't necessarily want to speak against the motion, but I'm wondering what's the point of it, that since we are electing a new secretary tonight, hopefully.
You both raised your hands at the same time. Adriana.
The point is that if we go to election, we need to have a secretary that can meet to reflect what happened in our meetings. If you read what is posted, it's posted the wrong minutes in the wrong dates, repeated 3 or 4 times, full of mistakes, typos, and things that are inaccurate. Before we go to vote for officers, somebody needs to keep track of what's going on in this meeting. That's why it's important. Because that's how things go later on, being passed, you know, outside of our LSB and Houston, and everybody can say whatever they wish because we never have the accurate minutes that we should. That's the main reason.
Okay, now, I don't see any other hands up, so we are going to...
Let's move to a vote.
I want to move to a vote. Excuse me for knocking all this stuff over.
It's okay.
Nancy, get some tape.
Please, that's really disruptive. Okay, so we are about to proceed to a vote, and this vote is on whether or not we are going to remove Deb Shafto as secretary for the duration of this meeting until a new secretary is selected. If you are in favor of the motion to remove Deb Shafto as secretary, please raise your hands. Those in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The motion passes, and now we have to appoint or find a volunteer. I would like to know who is willing to assume the responsibility of secretary for this meeting from this point forward. Do I have a member of the body or the community, frankly?
Can I nominate somebody?
Not if somebody's not. Yeah, you can nominate somebody.
Can I nominate Joseph?
Point of information, I have to be the elections judge. I can't be the secretary and the elections judge at the same time.
Okay, I'll do it until we elect.
Okay, PK will do it. Is there anyone else who is willing to step up and force us into having an election? Seeing that that is not the case, PK, from this point, well, actually from the beginning of this meeting to the point of the election, you are it. Okay. All right. Roman numeral 7, I have moved that up. Oh, wait. We are now going to conclude agenda approval. Are there any objections to the agenda that you see before you? If there are no objections, we can move to the next item on the agenda. Seeing none, we are at Special Committee Report Part 1. This is a report from P.K. McCary regarding the trial of Bill Crozier.
That's number 12.
I know. It's listed after number 4, and we are now addressing that. P.K.
On November 11th, the interim executive director and KPMT board member, Bill Crozier, was tried before the
KPMT. No, please.
On Friday, November 11th, 2017, interim executive director and KPMT board member, Bill Crozier, was tried before the KPMT LSB on the following charge and specifications. Conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the radio station. The specifications, A, Mr. Crozier fired IGM Dr. Obed K. Kamau in a manner that is inconsistent with the Pacifica bylaws and Dr. Kamau's employment agreement, straining ties between KPMT Pacifica and the Houston community that supports them. B, specification. By firing IGM Dr. Kamau, Mr. Crozier derailed an estimated $1 million in revenue. C, specification. Mr. Crozier misappropriated funds by extending the employment of former GM Dwayne Bradley. And D, specification. Mr. Crozier left KPFT and the foundation vulnerable to litigation through firings that did not conform to process, lying to government agencies, and bribery. The results of the trial, which was attended by a quorum of the KPFT LSB, are as follows. The main charge, conduct that is adverse to the best interests of the foundations of the radio stations based on specification A, he was found guilty. Specification B, he was found not guilty. Specification C, he was found guilty. Specification D, he was found guilty with the amendment that we could not prove lying to government agencies or bribery. And that made a guilty with three specifications: conduct that is adverse to the best interest of the foundation or the radio station. Sanctions approved by the majority of the board included a 6-month suspension of KPFT LSB voting rights and forced arbitration with KPFT LSB recognized IGM Dr. OBD Gate Kamau.
Okay, I have a question for the body, and that is, I received a communique from Mr. Crozier about 2 weeks ago, informing me that regarding the matter of arbitration, that he would have to communicate with the Pacifica attorney, and then he would get back with me. I also received a communique from someone who has served this organization as a mediator, not an arbitrator, but a mediator, Jeff Abrams, and he provided me with names of three arbitrators who would handle this matter on a pro bono basis. Mr. Crozier has not responded to that communique, which I did forward to him. And it is my impression that he is not acting in good faith on this matter. He is denied, although I have allowed him to vote on the matter so far this evening, even though the trial result was that he has no voting rights. My question is, does the body wish to allow him to continue to speak in this body when he has shown no good faith to follow through on a proceeding that he wanted us to have, which was the trial?
Point of information.
State your point.
Are you stating that during this whole process of us voting, that Bill Crozier's vote has been counted?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because it should not have been.
Well, nothing that his vote has not impacted any of the things we've done. We have not recorded any votes.
Okay.
It's just pass or fail. The counting is inconsequential.
But point of information, his voting should just be overlooked.
Well, it is. Everyone's voting is overlooked. We did not have any roll call votes. So, Adrian.
Something that really bothers me, because Mr. Crozier said that the Pacifica Council needs to communicate with him. Well, I'm part of the Pacifica National Board of Directors, and the Pacifica National Board of Directors never this year approved any council. We don't have the Pacifica National Board of Directors, doesn't have a council. Mr. Crozier by itself decide at some point in time, select a lawyer for some of the lawsuit that Pacifica was need to defend on, but the Pacifica National Board, the Pacifica National Foundation, doesn't have a council. Okay, I want to clarify that point. Thank you.
Point of information.
What is your question?
Has Mr. Crozier initiated any forward movement into initiating the process of arbitration that he was sanctioned to do?
Other than communicating with me that he would have to talk with an attorney, that is the only communication I received. Would you like me to pass that question on to him?
I would love you to. Thank you.
All right, Bill?
Well, first, response to PK. The National Board did authorize me, it was back in March, to retain legal counsel. Look it up in the minutes. It was approved. You're not on the board. Excuse me, Adriana, but I don't remember if you were at that meeting or not, but it was approved. Okay.
Adriana, you're out of order, and Bill, this is not germane to the question.
Well, I was answering the
question was, I didn't
CC you because it's between OBDK and Pacifica. It's not between you and Pacifica. And I did talk to an HR attorney, and we got names from Jeff Raymond, you're correct, and I asked our attorney to contact his attorney and, you know, see if we can come up with a suitable, suitable for both parties.
How long, this process seems to me to be a type of process that should take a few days to start at least an initiation.
This is not a point of information.
So, my point of information is, why has that not yet begun?
Well, this body has the authority to suspend someone, to not let them speak in the meeting, or both, and also to retry and remove somebody who is not acting in good faith with the decision of this body.
Then I move to do so.
You move to do what?
To do what you just said. To initiate a process by which, since he has not proven himself capable or willing to initiate this arbitration process that he was sanctioned to do.
Point of information.
Wait, let Adrian.
I think it's germane to what she's saying, sir.
Okay, sure.
All right. Yes, sir.
I have information that, first off, we don't need to get too deep into personnel issues, and this was a prior personnel, and it is still a personnel issue, but I have reasonable information that if this action is not taken almost immediately, there likely will be legal proceedings filing on an employment code of California law. And I believe this man could have avoided that, and he still can avoid it, but I believe soon there will be a filing on this foundation that is unnecessary.
Okay, listen, is there a motion to do something relative to Mr. Crozier right now? PK.
I would like to move that until Mr. Crozier shows us truth and integrity in proceeding with the arbitration, that he be removed from this board. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
But you don't. You've got a motion. Your motion is that he be removed. Is there a second to that motion?
I second it.
Okay. It has been moved that that Bill Crozier be removed from this board until, I guess, the arbitration is held. Would you like to speak in favor of your motion? Or would you like to yield to someone else to speak?
No, I'd like to speak to it. I'd like to speak to it.
And get some exercise tonight, too.
Yes. Well, I'm supposed to stand every once in a while, so that's good. It is, without a doubt, probably the most frustrating aspect of what we deal with as a board, including what has happened with the PMB, who didn't get anybody to speak for us at the PMB, only to speak against us. And so it just seems like what Mr. Crozier is doing is continuing to buy time for whatever it is that they are really planning that has to do with Pacifica and all of the five stations. And we need to check that. Our role as an LSB is to be the checks and balances of unilateral decisions, considering this their fiefdom, or allowing them to play with us, our money, our future. And I think that he has not earned the right to continue to do that.
Okay, it's rather propitious that in 4 seconds it will be 8:00 according to my watch, which is public comment, so the public will have an opportunity to weigh in on this.
4 seconds to 8, he says.
So we'll come back, and Mr. Crozier, you'll have an opportunity to speak after public comment at 8:30. Okay, may I have the list of those, and is there anyone who is not on the list? Pat, just bring it to me, and I'll take additional names.
Okay.